Paramahansa, Paramahacharya, also fellow Sri Srimad, His Divine Grace, Savaya Chananara Bhaktivedanta Goswami, Maha Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Iskan Founder Acharya, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Ananda Gauti Vaishnava Vrindi Ki Jai, Namacharya Srila Hiras Dhaku Ki Jai, Vrindse Kaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda Shri Vaidya Gadadha Shri Vasari Gaur Bhakta Vrindi Ki Jai, Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopura Sayam Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai, Vrindavanam Ki Jai, Vajradam Ki Jai, Navadipdam Ki Jai, Jagatsami Ki Jai, Yuvanamai Ki Jai, Srimati Vilasidevi Ki Jai, Samaveda Bhakta Vrindi Ki Jai, Gaur Premananda Hari Gaur. All glories to the simple devotees, all glories to the simple devotees, all glories to the simple devotees. All glories to Sri Guru Gauranga Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Which one is this? Anjali? No. Adilila.
He's Adilila.
Okay, so we'd like to welcome everybody to the Gaur Purnima celebration in the morning. Of course, this evening we're going to be having a big program beginning at 7 p.m. So it's fasting all day today and feasting tonight and tomorrow. So first I'm going to translate this song by Narottama Das Thakur. So Om Gana Tirunanda Shah Gananjana Shmakaya Chakshuru Meditam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. This song written by Narottama Das Thakur illustrates something we call volume. The volume, in case you don't know what that means in Sanskrit, means intense hankering for devotional perfection. Most of us, we are hankering for material enjoyment. Just like some of you are thinking, why do I have to fast all day long? I can't wait until the evening. And so you're counting on it. So that's called volume. And some of you are hankering, especially if you're younger, after a beloved. Yeah, they, boys are hankering after girls, girls are hankering. So that when will that day be mine when I can enjoy this material world? But this volume, which is a cause of deviation from Krishna consciousness, can also be a cause of becoming a pure devotee of Krishna. Actually, that's the price for pure devotional service. Srila Prabhupada said, tears. You have to be crying for Krishna. So this poem by Narottama Das Thakur is actually crying for the mercy of Chaitanya Nitai. So it starts out, Goranga Balite Hali Bulaka Shadir. You know, when I chant Goranga, will the hairs of my body stand on end? Just like we are chanting every morning about the spiritual master, right? Maha Prabhu Kirtan and Vrishigita Vaditra Mantyan Manaso Nisena Romanchakam Vashru Taranda Vashru Vande Guru Sri Chananandana. Which means, basically, when the spiritual master hears the Kirtan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then he feels quivering in his body, hairs stand on end, and Ashutaranga Bhaja. Then the tears come from his eyes like torrents of rain. So this is called Bhavas. You understand? Sanchari Bhavas to be technically correct. And so this is a sign of nearing perfection when one has these experiences. So we should hanker for these symptoms of ecstasy when we are chanting the holy name. So, Gauranga Balite Hari. When I chant the name of Gauranga, when will I feel this quivering of the body. And then Hari Hari Ulite Naini Bhavanir.
When I chant Hari Hari, will the tears come from my eyes?
And then Arkave Vidai Chan Guru Mahvede. So this is actually interesting.
That we are all asking about the mercy of Lord Nityananda. So Lord Nityananda is Balaram Roy Latai. And no one could approach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, just like today we are celebrating Gopalila, but we have to approach Lord Chaitanya through Lord Nityananda. Nayamatma Balahinana Hare Krishna. Nayamatma Balahinana Bhagwa. Without the mercy of Balaram Nittai, no one can actually approach Krishna or get Krishna's mercy. So we were asking about Lord Nityananda's mercy. So by Lord Nityananda's mercy, and the spiritual master is represented with Lord Nityananda, one can come, what is it, samsara vasana mora kave kucha hare, that one can eradicate, can get rid of the samsara, the material attachments. Because one cannot approach Lord Chaitanya until he's free of material attachments. So the way we approach Lord Nityananda is that we do what Lord Nityananda is doing. What is he doing? He's preaching to everybody. We were talking about this yesterday, that if we want Lord Chaitanya's mercy, then we get it by going out and bringing people to Krishna. That's the most nectar. It's better to give prasadam than to eat prasadam. Everyone understands it? Better to give Krishna, and then you get a taste for chanting and hearing. I remember the early days of the movement, I would be going out in Sankirtan all day long, book distribution, all day long from 8 o'clock in the morning until about 7 o'clock in the evening. None of you go out so many hours a day, right? You go out 1 hour in the morning, then you eat prasadam, take a little rest, and then you come back, go out for another hour. Oh, we had a good day at Sankirtan today. So we would go out 8 hours a day, I mean, actually more than that, 11, 12 hours a day. And we feel so much happiness. And every time we heard the holy name, and heard Srila Prabhupada speaking, because Prabhupada was on the planet at that time, then we'd feel ecstasy. Just from going out and preaching, just from going out and spreading Krishna consciousness. And we couldn't even sleep at night. We were shaking in ecstasy. That's when I was a new devotee. So some of you are older devotees, and you're still not shaking in ecstasy. You may be shaking because you're too old. You have some disease. But you're not shaking in ecstasy. But even in the devotee. So this is how you get Lord Nityananda's mercy. And then, by that mercy, Vishaya Chariya Kave Shudahave Mana, then you can approach Lord Chaitanya because his Vishaya, the material attachments, become minimized. And you get the Shudahama, Shudahave Mana. Your mind becomes pure, that actually is what's discussed. So the Acharya said, then you come to Lord Chaitanya and come to the ecstatic level. You come to Lord Nityananda to get free from these material things, then you come and you preach, you go out, then you go to Lord Chaitanya to come to the ecstatic platform, and then you go to the six Goswamis of Vrindavan to understand the conjugal love of Radha and Krishna. So then, Kamehama, Hey Rabo, Sri Vrindavan. And then when you're purified like that, your mind automatically goes to Vrindavan. Right now, our mind automatically goes to Maya. Right? Like when you're sleeping at night, where does your mind go? So much nonsense, isn't it? But when you're advanced in devotional service, even if you try to put your mind on Maya, you can't do it. Right now, even if we try to put our mind on Krishna, we can't do it. If I say you think of Krishna, can you do it? Okay, maybe for 2 seconds, and then your mind goes somewhere else. But a pure devotee, he tries to put his mind on Maya. Oh, let me think about Maya today. It doesn't work. I can't do it. Instead of saying I'm in Maya, I'm in Krishna. So I can't do that. So that's Kamehamahi Rabo Shri Vrindavan. Your mind automatically goes to Vrindavan. And Rupa Raghunatha Pade Hoyviyai Atuti. When will I become anxious to approach the six Goswamis Vrindavan, especially here? Rupa and Raghunatha mentioned. That's Rupa Goswami, who wrote the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Nectar of Devotion, which is our Bhagavad book. And Raghunath Das Goswami, who is the Acharya of Prayojana, which means the ultimate goal. Rupa Goswami, he is the Acharya of Abhideya, what to do. That's why we study the Nectar of Devotion. Hopefully some of you have read the book, the rules and regulations. And then Prayojana, Raghunath Das Goswami, who resided on the banks of the Radhakund. He is the Prayojana Acharya. And then, Kavihamahe Rabo Shri Se Yugala, Kavihamahujabo Se Yugala Pirti. Then we can understand the conjugal love of Radha and Krishna. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, and you can't separate Lord Chaitanya's appearance from the conjugal love of Radha and Krishna. You can't separate. Because talking about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. Shri Krishna, Chaitanya, Radha Krishna, Mahini, Anya. He's Krishna in the moon of Radharani. So, why does he take that moon of Radharani? Because he wants to fully understand, even Krishna wants to fully understand the conjugal love of Radha and Krishna. Because Krishna is only appreciating that love from one perspective, from his own point of view. But he wants to see himself from Radharani's point of view. He wants to enjoy, as we mentioned yesterday, Radharani is enjoying, and Radharani's devotees are enjoying more than Krishna. So he wants to enjoy from Radharani's point of view. He wants to understand himself. He wants to understand the Yugala Piriti from Radharani's point of view. So therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or Krishna, appears as Gauranga. It's like Gauranga Balite Yadi Pulaka Shabir. Radharani is Gaurangi. That's feminine. Those of you all know. She is golden. And Lord Chaitanya is also golden in the moon of the Baal of Srimati Radharani. This is the reason Lord Chaitanya appeared. Of course, as far as we are concerned, Lord Chaitanya appeared to save us. By the chanting of the holy names, the chanting of the Panchatattva Mahamantra, whether no offenses, Lord Chaitanya came to save us. But the reason Lord Chaitanya came to save us rascals, and certainly we were all rascals before, right? Does anyone raise your hand if you were not a rascal before? Raise your hand if you're not a rascal now. Anyways, thank you. So, the fallen, Jagayamana, Tarashakshaya Jagayamana, the evidence is Jagayamana. So we were all fallen before. I mean, so many of you, your family originally came from India, but you were eating chickens and goats and fish, right? Whatever. All sorts of garbage you were doing before. You were boxing before. No, you weren't boxing. So much nonsense you were doing. But, so we needed someone who was very merciful. You talk about mercy. Mercy means you don't deserve it and you get it anyway. Business means you deserve it. Just like if you go and you buy, let's say you buy a car And the dealer gives you the car, you spend what? $20,000. How much does a car cost you? $50,000. Let's say you spend $50,000 and they give you the car. You don't say, oh, that was very merciful. That would be stupid. It's not mercy. He's making money. He's cheating. So it's a business exchange. I give you, you know, what do they say? I scratch your back, you scratch my back. It's a business exchange. Any business. You buy things at the supermarket. It's not mercy. You don't go to the checkout counter of the supermarket and say to the girl there, that was mercy. No. You say thank you, but that's just ordinary social discourse. So mercy means you get something you don't believe, you don't deserve. Brahmanda brahmate kanda bhagavan jeev purusha sari bhagavati. So somehow or other, we got this unlimited mercy. Kripa Sindhu, ocean of mercy. And of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Namo Mahavanyaya, Krishna Prema Pradayate, Krishnaya, Krishna Chaitanya, Namai Gauri Vasema. Yours must be this. So somehow or other we got this, and he picked us up. And we have to be grateful for that. That's our reciprocation, simply grateful and then giving out the mercy to others. So somehow or other we got this mercy. So Lord Chaitanya is very merciful, most merciful, saying this, Gauranga. And the reason he's merciful is because he's in the mood of Radharani. Krishna ordinarily is merciful. You know, we say that, hey, Krishna, Kaurava Sindhu. But there's a limit to his mercy. Because Krishna, at the end of the Bhagavad Gita, he gives us the limit of his mercy. You have to surrender. Right? Everybody knows the verse. Surrender. And if you don't surrender, right? What happened in the battle of Kurukshetra? People didn't surrender to Krishna. Dead. Duryodhana dead. In Kali Yuga, Duryodhana goes back to Godhead. Right? What a difference! We were all like Duryodhana before. What is it? What is the quality of Duryodhana? Envious. Lusty. These are the qualities. These are the qualities that we don't want to have. Kama, Krodha, Mada, Matsavi, Vadya, Vaya. Envy. Fear. Lust. Anger. As we were talking about yesterday, Bhishma Dev said one of the qualities, he was talking about qualities of human beings, not only of devotees, he said, doesn't get angry. It's a quality of a human being. And there's also sort of things about lust in the way that Grandfather Bhishma describes. So, therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu being so merciful because he's in the mood of Radharani, just like the ladies, Gauranga, Gaurangi, the ladies are actually more merciful than the men, right? They're more soft-hearted. The men are very hard-hearted. Women are always thinking of love. And the men are thinking about killing. And making money. Men are just like horrible. They think about money, killing, making more money. He is my enemy, I have come to him. And the ladies, they want a relationship. So Krishna, when he takes the mood of Radharani, he wants relationship. He's just hankering. Just like in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, you have the story of Gopakumara going back to Godhead and Krishna fainting when he received Gopakumara. And so this is Lord Chaitanya's mood. He's thinking, I want you to come back to me. I love you. It's like a love story, right? Lord Chaitanya is saying, I love you. It's all of us. Please come to me. And we are saying, no. Please come to me, come, come. Whatever you've done before, it doesn't matter. It was like yesterday, someone asked me a question. Sumukhi asked me a question about karma. No, he said, because by chanting the name of Krishna, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even the Namabhas, meaning something else, everything's finished. This is Lord Chaitanya's mercy. Even if you chant Hare Krishna or Gauranga by accident, or joking, or teasing someone. Isn't it? Gauranga. It's like I have one disciple who goes around just tricking everyone to say Gauranga. She came here to Fiji once. Remember? Manoharini Baba. So just say, even once, and no more karma. Pretty good, isn't it? Gauranga. Okay, no karma. But Sumukh is worried about his karma. So he's not chanting Gauranga. What? So you chant Gauranga, Hare Krishna. Of course, don't do some karmic thing and then just chant Gauranga after you take each drink of liquor. Gauranga. Gauranga. That's not our process. Our process is you take shelter of Gauranga and you stop drinking because he doesn't drink liquor. But you stop these things and then you come to the ecstatic platform. Krishna consciousness is so nice. Anyway, so this is the poem. Rupa Raghunatha Pade Rahu Mora Asha Pratana Kore Sara Naratamadas. When will I be free from all these things? When will my mind be purified? And when will I understand Radha and Krishna? So this is how we should be feeling with this hankering for Krishna consciousness. So, now we're going to the Chaitanya Charitamrita. How much time do we have before we... What's that?
15 more minutes,
okay. So, we're going to go into the Chaitanya Charitamrita and read about, from Srila Prabhupada's books. Actually, the Chaitanya Charitamrita is extremely important. Devotees should read this book. I know we don't have a real reading culture here. We have an eating culture. Right? But I think everyone should study the books and know what you're doing. All right. So we're going to talk about who it is. Here it is. Okay, so this is the 16th text of the 4th chapter of the Adi Leela. So, before we start, we offer respects to Lord Chaitanya. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya
So I'm just going to read this text and I'll read the translation of this purport. This talks again about the esoteric reason for Lord Chaitanya's advent. Esoteric means hidden, his own reason. There's two things. Exoteric, you're going to learn two new words today. Exoteric, esoteric. Is it, you hear the difference between the two words? Exoteric, esoteric. Exoteric means basically what everybody knows, which is Lord Chaitanya came to save us. Because Advaitacharya, he was worried about us. Advaitacharya is Mahavishnu. And Advaitacharya was thinking, I cannot save. This shows how fallen everybody is in Kali Yuga, right? Kalaya Goshina Dev Rajan, Ashoki, Yego, Mahaguna, Krishna Dev Krishna, Shabuki, Sandhu Brahmacharya. So everyone in Kali Yuga is so fallen that even Mahavishnu can't save us. That's pretty bad, isn't it? Just like sometimes you go to South India and they're worshipping the Vishnu form of the Lord. We're so fallen, he can't do anything about it. Pretty bad. So therefore, Advaitacharya, who is Mahavishnu, also Sadashiva. And let's explain who Sadashiva is. Sadashiva is not the same as the Shiva form in this material world. He's the Vishnu form that's out, that's in this spiritual world, from whom the Lord Shiva in this world expands. That's Sadashiva. Okay? So Advaitacharya, he prays, offering water to the Ganges and Tulsi leaves, to the Shaladram Shila, he prays and he roars. It's described, he roars for the appearance of the Lord. In other words, it's not just praying, he's screaming. Everybody knows what roaring is? Like a lion. That, Krishna, come! That's roaring. Now, Krishna, come. We need you. It's a good idea if you come, Krishna, you know everyone's home. But he screams because he sees how fallen this age is. I mean, if you look at the news, you'll see how fallen people are. Their eating habits, they're torturing each other. This, right, I mentioned last night, there's 20 million people in the world starving to death right now, and probably nobody's doing anything about it. 20 million people. You know how many people that is? That's more than 20 times, 25 times the population of Fiji. And nobody's doing anything about it. This is really fallen. And the earth, there's global warming. And the sea is rising. Nobody's doing it. Everybody's saying, well, it's okay. It's okay, you know, whatever happens to my children, I'll be dead by then, so it doesn't matter. So there's no fallen in this. And then Advaitacharya, he's crying. And that's the external, or what's called exoteric reason for Lord Chaitanya's advent. So the esoteric reason is described in this verse, which I'm going to read. That means his hidden personal reason. Prema ras nilyasa karite ashvadan raga marga bhakti loke karite prachara. Rasika Shikaras Krishna Parama Karu. Edwi Hedu Hoite Ichara Udgam. So the translation is, the Lord's desire to appear was born for two reasons. He wanted to taste the sweet, sweet essence of the bellows of love of God, and he wanted to propagate devotional service in the world on the platform of spontaneous attraction. So there's two things. The exoteric and esoteric are described in this verse. He wants to taste Krishna consciousness, which is so sweet, which we're all getting the opportunity to taste, and he wanted to give everybody Radha Bhakti. You know what Radha Bhakti is? Radha Bhakti is spontaneous devotional service. Right now, most of us are doing Vaidhi Bhakti. There's two divisions of sadhana bhakti practice. One is raga bhakti, and the other one is vaidhi bhakti. Means rules and regulations. So Lord Chaitanya, he came down to give us spontaneous devotional service when you do things spontaneously without being told. Most of you right now are following things because you have to follow them. Why do you chant 16 rounds? Because you have to. That's good. Not bad. But Lord Chaitanya came to give us the point where you chant 16 rounds, 32 rounds, 64 rounds, 128 rounds, 192 rounds. Because you want to. You can't stop chanting. Has anyone had that experience? You can't stop chanting? No, you're thinking, thank God I finished my rounds. That's not Lord Chaitanya's mood. Lord Chaitanya's mood is, I want to chant more and more. That's one thing. I want to go to Mangalarti. I want to preach. I want, wow. It's like all the time. It's like before, let's say if you're watching a Fiji Sevens game or something like that, and someone tries to keep you. One time I was in Suva, the game was in the middle of the night. It was in the UK. Everybody was up in the middle of the night. Spontaneous Maya service. Right? In the middle of the night, everybody was going, Hari Bol, who won? And I thought that they were Krishna conscious. But I was wrong. And so the next morning, I said, boy, you were all ecstatic devotees. No, it was Fiji said. And then I thought, well, the women, at least they were not Maya. And I asked them, did you watch the game? Yes, we watched. So Maya is equal opportunity employer. So, anyway. So this is spontaneous devotional service. Radha Bhakti. So this is what we're meant to get to. This is Radha Bhakti. This is what Lord Chaitanya taught. Thus Lord Chaitanya is known as supremely jubilant. That means he himself is happy and is the most merciful of all. So Prabhupada explains in his purport. During the period of Lord Krishna's appearance, the killing of asuras or non-believers such as Kamsa and Jarasandha were done by Vishnu, who was within the person of Sri Krishna. Such apparent killing by Lord Sri Krishna was a matter of course as an incidental activity. But his real purpose of Lord Krishna's appearance was to stage a dramatic performance of his transcendental pastimes at Brajabhumi, thus exhibiting the highest limit of transcendental mellow in the exchanges of reciprocal love between the living entity and the Supreme Lord. So what that means is that Krishna's real purpose in coming down was to enjoy with his devotees and also show us what the nature of God is so we can understand and be attracted. And the killing of the demons, that can be done by anybody. Any of you could kill demons. Right? If you were empowered by Krishna, Krishna's energies, they kill the demons. Durga's capable. Krishna's devotees are killing the demons. And Krishna does that just by the way, you know, entertaining his devotees. As Lord Vishnu, in his original form, Krishna is just engaged in loving exchanges. That's it. In his original form, Ete Chansa Kalapu Sad Krishna Stu Bhagavan Swayam. Krishna, that's all Krishna does. He doesn't have to kill the demons. He expands as Lord Vishnu to kill the demons. So Prabhupada explains, continuing these reciprocal exchanges, of mellows are called Radha Bhakti, or devotional service of the Lord in transcendental rapture. Rapture means ecstasy. So in order to come to that platform, we perform our bhakti to be able to understand what our relationship with Krishna is in the spiritual world. There's five basic relationships. Shanta, Dasha, Satya, Vatsalya, Madhurya. That is peaceful, servitude, friendship, parental, and conjugal. So these relationships, we each have one of these relationships. But you're identifying with your body, you think you're part of this world. But let's say Sanatana there. He doesn't know who he is in the spiritual world, do you? Maybe he's a cow. Maybe he's a gopi. Maybe he's, what else? A parent of Krishna. Maybe he's a tree. He doesn't know. So Krishna consciousness, our Krishna consciousness, the Vaidhi Bhakti is meant to bring us to the point where we begin to understand who we are in the spiritual world. That's Radha Bhakti, which is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching. Of course, not prematurely. We don't want devotees going around and saying, hey, what am I?
like Nityananda is saying, well, I must be a gopi. Or I must be a cow. Then he'll get down and start mooing. That's called the sahaja process. But we should keep this goal in mind. That preaching, giving people Krishna consciousness, engage in our bhakti, ultimately we're meant to come to that platform. And this is what is called transcendental rapture. Lord Krishna wants to make known to all the conditioned souls that he is more attracted by raga bhakti than vidhi bhakti, that's vidhi bhakti also, or devotional service under scheduled regulations. We don't give up the vidhi. When you come to raga, you still follow the vidhi to set an example for others. But ultimately, you're meant to develop, this is Lord Chaitanya's message. You're meant to develop this internal relationship with Krishna. Then, Vishaya Chariya Kave Shuddha Kave Mana. You're not interested in anything in the world anymore. That's our renunciation. Raso Varjam, Raso Pyasha, Paranjushtani Vartite. It is said in the Vedas, Raso Vaisa, the absolute truth is the reservoir of all kinds of reciprocal exchanges and loving sentiments. He is also causelessly merciful, and he wants to bestow upon us the privilege of Radha Bhakti. Interesting. So Lord Chaitanya wants to bring us to this platform of Radha Bhakti, where we understand what our relationship with Krishna is, where we're performing devotional service spontaneously. This is Lord Chaitanya's mission. Remember that. He was not forced to appear by any extraneous... thus he appeared by his own internal energy. He was not forced to appear by any extraneous force means external force. So this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is his mission, to engage the whole world in Radha Bhakti, spontaneous devotional service. So any questions or comments? Actually, we have questions, comments, arguments, problems. Now, it's nice to see so many people here on Lord Tucker for the morning program. It's amazing. Last time I was here, I was giving class to myself. Andrew Nandi Kishore was here. I was giving class to Nandi Kishore and got a movie. This is how the temple should be every morning. So, questions, comments? Does everyone want to come to the platform of Radha Bhakti? And the way you do that is you follow strictly and you give people Krishna. Then the natural, spontaneous, just like we were chanting the song. Arakabe Nitai Chan Korana Hoive. That when you go out, you get Lord Nityananda's mercy. Because Lord Nityananda was sent out by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to preach. He's God. He's Balaram. He could just sit down and enjoy life. But he went out to preach. So if it's good enough for God, it's good enough for us, right? Right? If God can do it, you say, oh, I'm too good. I'm an advanced devotee. You know? I'm just going to sit down and chant Hare Krishna. No. Be like Lord Nityananda. And then Lord Nityananda saved Jagai Madai. Are we going to have a play of Jagai Madai tonight? No? Yes? Yes, we should have Jagai Madai play. That's my favorite. That's the one play where you can laugh. Sometimes devotees make these plays and people are laughing, at the, you know, it's not the wrong time, but Jagai Madai, they're very comical. You can laugh and they were saved by Lord Nityananda. Very easy play. Maybe Nakul could be Jagai or Madai. What do you think? Alright, so what do we have now? Guru Puja or greeting the deities? Guru Puja first and then greeting the deities. Very nice to be here with the assembled Vaishnavas. All glories to Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaur Purnima ki jai, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai.